Doug Ford, very excited yesterday. I think we have some audio of this, Nick, do we not? About the Honda deal. This is just the latest. Go for number 35, actually, because, I mean, this government, I think, deserves a great deal of credit. And there's several cabinet ministers, including Vic Fedeli, who have worked the file in bringing automobile plants, electric automobile plants and battery plants to the province of Ontario. The latest deal is with Honda.
This week, we've landed a new deal. It'll be the largest deal in Canadian history. It'll be double the size of Volkswagen.
Now, there are some who are somewhat jaundiced about this whole thing. They say that electric cars are a passing fad, or that we're going to live to regret the amount of largesse we have thrown to these automobile companies. Jill McIntosh, award-winning auto writer, member of the Automobile Journalists Association of Canada, is here for some perspective on this latest deal. Nice to have you.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. So what's the takeaway in all of this? Are we on a roll?
You know, it's one of those things where it's hard to say because the auto industry is up and down. And the question right now is price. Electric vehicles are more expensive than gasoline vehicles, and everything is going up, and interest rates are high. The big question is who can afford it? Are the people who have bought electric cars done, and everybody else is just waiting for the price to come down?
Interesting perspective, because, of course, the big deal at Ford back in the day was the idea that the person who built the car could afford to buy the car.
Well, yes and no. That wasn't quite why he did it. It was because he was losing so many employees. But this is a problem. The price is still higher than on a gasoline car. And volume is part of the problem, which is why we do need the battery plants. The more you make, the less they cost per vehicle. And we're not at that point now. They're still expensive to make. They're expensive to buy. And will the investment help with this? It certainly can't hurt. It's going to bring it down.
What is the relative value of these jobs that are created in all of this? I mean, they're unionized, they're well paid. So what kind of a driver in the economy does that become?
Anytime you have manufacturing, that is one of the issues that we do have in Canada and the U.S. is we've lost so many manufacturing jobs. All the jobs now just seem to be warehousing items that come over from overseas and you know, selling those. So the fact that we are getting these manufacturing jobs, that we're putting these plants up, is a step in the right direction. The question is whether or not they're going to continue. I live in Oshawa, which General Motors used to be the largest employer here, and the plant closed. It's open again, but with a smaller number of people. So the question is, if we invest in these factories, are we going to maintain that level going forward?
The provincial government plans to crow about this. I think the official announcement comes on Thursday. Should they be crowing about this? I mean, is this genuinely good news?
It's not bad news. again, the big thing is this is what I've always said. We nailed the electric car in 1899. It's the battery technology that hasn't kept up. And one of the benefits to the interest in electric vehicles is that we are starting to look at new battery manufacturing, new chemistry. One of the downsides to that, which we've seen in Cobalt, Ontario, for example, that thought it was going to come back because cobalt is a necessary ingredient in batteries, except now there are companies that are coming out with batteries that don't have cobalt. So the question is, if we invest in a certain part of that, is that going to last for just a little bit until the next big thing comes along? It's a tough call.
Jill, thanks a lot.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Jill McIntosh. I liked that conversation.